completes our agenda for today. We do have one, at least one item of housekeeping business we need to take care of, and that is establishing our meeting day for October, our extra meeting. I think the weekend between has been working fairly well, which would mean Wednesday, October 18th at 3 o'clock, unless anyone has a better idea.
Yeah, we're scheduled for the 12th and 26th for a public hearing.
Works for me. 18th works for me.
18th's good.
Yeah, okay.
We're done.
Let's call it the 18th. Mr. Lank, anything else?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Griffin?
Just for the benefit of record, the council approved the three tide water applications Tuesday. And they also approved LT Associates, the professional medical facilities on Warrington Road, just off 24, next to the BB Medical Complex. They did change the stipulation on the 81,700 square foot, because it was referenced that they would have to come back to a public hearing. They deleted that part and said they had to get approval from county engineering for the additional capacity before they could proceed with any further over and above 81,700.
Okay, all right.
And they tweaked the condition on the tide water on a couple of it, never mind.
Okay.
And any word on our consultant and?
The consultant has submitted a contract agreement. We're waiting on Vince to come back and give a final perusal on the legal side. So URDC this far as I know.
Are we still negotiating with them, or is it?
Yeah, well, we're just waiting on the contract agreement. We met
with
Mr. Driscoll. The money hasn't been at issue. It's a lot more than what we expected. There has been an offer from the state. The state wants us to do the transportation plan. They will pay for it. Never. That's what I understand.
They've offered. And then there's a meeting
offered,
to discuss that.
And there's a meeting scheduled to discuss that. And then there is an offer from Department of Natural Resources, Parks and Recreation, to help pay for or the state resource area maps.
I've got a question for you. All these magnanimous offers of money, what kind of strings do they come with, and what kind of sway?
They haven't met yet, so we don't know.
Will they hold it? Well, that would be my question. Are they doing this in order to gain some approval leverage, or what?
We met with, I participated in a meeting, and we went through some RFPs for the state resource areas, and then we had interviews a week or so later, and Rick and I both went and we participated with Newcastle and candidates and offered each county.
Okay.
And I didn't see any real strings on that.
The bottom line is, regardless of what any agenda may or may not be, the final decision of what's amended is the council's decision. So.
Okay, well, that was my only question. I mean, it just concerns me when they start popping up wanting to give us money.
And what DLDOT basically wants to do is they're offering to pay for that portion.
Okay.
And they would review it, the documents that we complete.
I think
it seemed like any strings.
I think with DNREC, my understanding is they're going to hire a consultant to actually
right.
do the
That's
work.
That's the purpose.
They wouldn't give us any money to actually do the work.
Oh, okay.
They would pay the consultant to do the work.
On the on the council side regarding this consultant thing, Mr. Kramer has filed a Freedom of Information Act complaint against the county, alleging that when council narrowed it down to the two top firms, it allowed those two top firms to come and make a presentation in open session of council. After those presentations were over, council went into executive session for personnel and discussed some replacements that were being done in the finance department to take care of Susan Webb moving up, and also talked about the abilities and competencies and qualifications of these two firms who had made the presentation in open session. The county hasn't responded to that FOIA request yet because I was waiting to get the draft minutes from the clerk of county council, but we'll be responding probably next week. I don't think there's any jeopardy of it being overturned, even if they found a violation what they would recommend or require is that council reapprove the same thing again.
In a public session.
I didn't know that had even taken place.
He just got.
I didn't know he'd have filed it for you.
He just got his dander up about something because he said, you can't go into executive session because we just heard him in open session. Now you're taking it out of the public eye. But it was an executive session that was on the agenda, posted 7 days in advance.
All right, anything else for the good of the order?
That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Griffin, thank you for being with us today, and we're adjourned.